Is it a good investment that could serve us well in the future? Or is it a $3,000 a day waste of Michigan taxpayer dollars? That's the debate over 23 passenger rail cars that are sitting unused since MDOT got them in 2010. Detroit Free Press Lansing reporter Paul Egan's been working on this story all month long. Paul, what are these cars and why are they sitting there costing taxpayers more than $1 million a year?
They're former Metra cars, which is the commuter train service around Chicago. And the reason the state has them is that they want them for a couple of commuter rail services that are proposed in southeast Michigan. One would run from Ann Arbor to Detroit, and the other one would run from Ann Arbor to Howell.
And they acquired the cars, but there's nothing in place yet for using them, correct?
That's right. And they don't own the cars. They're leasing them. And they were leasing them for a relatively low lease rate. But the way the contract was worded was that once the refurbishments were finished and they'd been inspected and certified as ready to go, then the lease rate jumped to an in-service rate. And that's how you end up with these 23 cars are now costing $1.1 million a year just in lease costs, even though they're just sitting there. These commuter services are still at least 2 years away from being approved. There's no one confirmed to operate the services. There's no operating funding approved. As a matter of fact, the Department of Transportation said yesterday they don't even know how much it would cost to operate either of these lines if they ever were to go into service.
It's kind of mind-boggling. Let's lease these cars, but we don't know when we're going to be using them. That just kind of makes you scratch your head.
It does, and the contract goes back to 2010. Cindy, the question of whether these services are worthwhile is really a separate question that's kind of getting tied in with this question, and probably proponents of the commuter services aren't too happy about that because it is sort of another question. The services might be worthwhile, and they may have gone about the procurement of the trains all wrong. But anyway, the whole question of the discussion of these services goes back to like 2007, 2008, in that range. You know, there was a lot of interest. They said that they were under pressure to get things moving. And what MDOT says is that there were changes in the way the federal government oversaw this program, and they ended up having to do a lot more studies, traffic studies, environmental impact studies that they didn't expect to have to do, and that's the reason that getting these commuter services up and running, at least in a demonstration basis, has been delayed.
And as you point out in your piece in today's Detroit Free Press, a series of pieces you've been doing, but these are not new cars. These things go back 50 or 60 years.
Right, and that poses another problem, Cindy, in that, you know, there's a whole issue of the Americans with Disabilities Act and accessibility for the handicapped. You know, initially, because these are short commuter services, the Department of Transportation said, well, we're just not going to have any restrooms on them at all because it's relatively short runs and you know, people can sort of wait.
You can hold it.
Exactly. And then they decided that because the whole thing got delayed, they were trying to find other uses for these trains to sort of offset their lease costs and, you know, trying to put it on the Amtrak line, that sort of thing. Then they had to have restrooms. So if you're going to have any restrooms, you have to have ones that are wheelchair accessible. So they went in, and that's cost about $250,000 per car just to install handicap accessible restrooms. They've done that in two of them. They may do it in a number more for several million dollars more. But even then, you don't have a way for someone in a wheelchair to get on this train. And so they've purchased a bunch of portable wheelchair lifts that they're planning to store in a shed at each station to help someone in a wheelchair get up, which, you know, is not an ideal solution, especially when you're talking about a commuter service. This is going to take some time, you know, and obviously you want to accommodate someone that needs it, but it's not an ideal solution. And that's related in part to the age of these trains.
Wow. In meantime, we talk about the condition of the roads and needing every penny to fix the roads, and to realize that some $12 million has gone into these rail cars. And you point out in your piece there are supporters. Matt Cullen, CEO of the M1 Rail Project, supported it. Well, I'm wondering, as MDOT's director had a session with a couple of state house committees and subcommittees, what was the mood in the state legislature?
A lot of the lawmakers are pretty upset about this. And, you know, and again, you know, the support you're seeing from people like Matt Cullen, who's the CEO of the M1 rail line, it's not so much that they're saying MDOT really handled this well. They're saying this commuter service is really important. We need it. We've invested this money. And, you know, just because this has been turned into a bit of a screw up, let's not scrap the whole thing. We've invested a lot of money in it. The lawmakers, I mean, you had Representative Jeff Farrington telling the Director of Transportation that if this was a private sector business, that he would be fired and out the door over something like this. You do have other lawmakers coming to their defense and saying, you know, that really what they were doing was visionary, and that, you know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but that, you know, it was impossible to foresee this, but that, you know, once this is all up and running, that people will look back on these decisions as good ones. But that certainly remains to be seen.
So what are the options? What's MDOT saying, especially as kind of the white light of publicity is shed on the fact that these things are parked and costing all this money?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the director, Kirk Stoidel, said that he was looking at a few options, one of which was going back to Great Lakes Central Railroad, which owns these cars, and trying to negotiate a lower lease price. Yesterday, he went back to the committees and said there's only two options. One, scrap the contract and sort of cut your losses and basically give up these trains. Two, look for more subleases. In other words, MDOT will lease these trains out while they're waiting for these services to be approved to try to raise some money to offset the losses. Previously, they've just looked for other uses in Michigan. Stoidel says that they're now looking in other states. If they can find someone in Texas that wants to use these trains for a year or two to offset the losses, they'll do that. But it's interesting, the idea of negotiating a lower lease rate seems to have gone out the window, so presumably Great Lakes Central Railroad was not receptive to that idea.
I did like you quoted one lawmaker said, if I got to eat this frog, I want to get the best, much benefit as I can.
Yeah. And then one of the other, Farrington said to that, that he actually likes frog legs. But, it's probably the rest of the frog that's not very appetizing.
Paul Egan, Lansing reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Always good to talk with you, Paul. Thank you. We'll keep watching this with you.
Okay.